From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. Today is Friday, July 25th. I'm Ala Kuziz. A new documentary is highlighting a Black history tour of St. Louis led by a retired Catholic priest. The filmmaker says it shows viewers parts of the city's Black history that are lesser known.
I figured going into it, I was going to pretty much know most of the stuff he was going to be talking about, but I didn't. I didn't know a lot of the things he was talking about, and some of the things I just didn't know in that kind of detail.
St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis sat down with director Tony West and priest Jerry Kleba to talk about their new film. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. Missouri Republicans could redraw their congressional map at the behest of President Donald Trump. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the GOP will likely target Democratic Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver.
The GOP majority in the U.S. House looks tenuous, and Trump is pressuring state legislatures to redraw congressional maps to tilt more toward Republicans. Congressman Eric Burleson of Greene County says Trump wants Missouri to act.
I can confirm that the White House is pursuing it.
Burleson says that Trump wants to transform Cleaver's safe Democratic seat in Kansas City to a GOP-leaning district to preserve the House majority.
It's such a thin majority. It's so thin that every seat is going to count.
If Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe calls a special session, lawmakers would likely redraw the maps in the fall. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
The family of a detainee who died at the St. Louis City Justice Center Saturday says he wasn't resisting jail staff before being put in a restraint chair. Samuel Hayes Jr. died later that evening. Jail officials said Hayes got into an altercation with another detainee and did not respond to verbal commands. Lawyers for the family say the video shows him in a restraint chair and he was left there where he eventually convulsed. Jack Waldron is representing the family.
If somebody had been monitoring him, they would have seen that he was very clearly convulsing and in medical distress. That didn't happen. And so he continued to convulse for another 20 minutes until he stopped and he was still.
Waldron says the city should be held liable and the family plans to file a lawsuit against the city. Meanwhile, Mayor Kara Spencer says she's looking into accusations of staff hitting inmates with projective pepper spray pellets at the St. Louis jail. St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell reports.
Spencer said at a press conference Thursday she wasn't aware of the claims.
I'm horrified to think that somebody who is employed by our jail would be involved in something that is reckless and endangering the lives of those in incarceration.
Deputy Commissioner Darnell Speer was placed on leave last month, but it's not clear if that's related to the allegations. Spencer also said her office will release the videos from early this week of detainee Samuel Hayes Jr. before he died at the jail as soon as possible. She emphasized programs she put in place at the jail, including increased access to mental health care and books. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
The former vice president of the St. Louis Detention Facilities Oversight Board was found not guilty on two charges yesterday. Janice Mensa was charged with trespassing and resisting arrest while visiting the city jail in 2023 to check on a detainee who had died in custody. They say police beat them unconscious during the arrest. 20 detainees have died at the jail since 2020, and Mensa says those circumstances hit close to home.
As a trans person, I have an almost 50% chance of being incarcerated in my lifetime, and that is why these issues are so dear to me. It's been two very long, very difficult years. I don't want to ever go through this again.
The Justice for Janice Coalition submitted an open letter to St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer earlier this week, requesting that she drop the charges. Spencer never responded to that letter. A St. Louis property owner has declared bankruptcy and is facing a lawsuit from the city for putting people in inhumane conditions in her dozens of rooming houses. One of the neighbors says there are still people in danger. Brittany Marquardt lived next to one of the Tower Grove East buildings operated by Dara Doherty. Marquardt says the tenants were abused and put at risk physically and mentally.
I really just wish there was a fund for all of her victims because I believe they deserve adequate housing and compensation for the harms at her hands.
Marquardt says Doherty still owns properties while facing legal and bankruptcy proceedings. She was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. Artificial intelligence is making its way into schools across the St. Louis region. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed stopped by the St. Louis AI Summit held at Hancock Elementary School.
Earlier this week, the U.S. Department of Education released guidance asking schools across the country to incorporate AI into classrooms. Hancock Place School District is leading the charge on that effort. It held a summit this week for educators across the St. Louis region to learn about tools teachers can incorporate into their classrooms. Sixth grade social studies teacher Patrick McSally says he's excited to use the new tools with the students.
It's really cool to kind of show them its capabilities, show them the what it can do, and teach them how to use it in responsible and ways that they can get the best out of it.
The district adopted a policy last year around the new tech in classrooms in hopes of preparing students for a future with AI. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Metro East set a record low unemployment rate of 3.5% last month. That's according to data released yesterday by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Illinois Department of Employment Security. At this time last year, the Illinois section of the St. Louis metro area reported an unemployment rate of 4.8%. All 11 Illinois counties in the Metro East saw their rates decrease in June. The retail, health, and manufacturing industries in the Metro East all added jobs over the last year, but the hospitality, warehousing, and information sectors all lost employees. Overall, Illinois' unemployment rate stands at 4.5%.
I'm Jonathan Aul, newscast editor at St. Louis Public Radio. Federal funding for St. Louis Public Radio has been canceled. We're defunded, but we are not defeated. We need to make up $575,000 a year to support the reporting you've come to rely on and keep the Gateway thriving. This daily podcast is made possible by the work of everyone in the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, anchors, reporters, editors, and producers, and they can't do their jobs without you. Consider a donation of $10, $20, or even $100 a month. It will help us navigate a challenging time for public media and provide you with the peace of mind that you are doing what you can to keep independent journalism strong in the St. Louis, Rolla, and Quincy areas. Give now at stlpr.org, and thanks.
The documentary is highlighting St. Louis's Black history through the eyes of a retired priest. Father Jerry Kleba is a white priest from South St. Louis who headed up two Catholic churches in Black neighborhoods for decades and has led tours of Black St. Louis's history for 5 years. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis sat down with Father Kleba and director Tony West to talk about the film, A Black History Tour of St. Louis, ahead of the St. Louis Filmmakers Showcase Sunday. Wes says the tours are an eye-opening experience, even for him.
Being an African-American that grew up in St. Louis and one that works in television, I figured going into it, I was going to pretty much know most of the stuff he was going to be talking about, but I didn't. I didn't know a lot of the things he was talking about, and some of the things I just didn't know in that kind of detail. This tour is based on a tour that he gave the new Archbishop Rozanski when he came here in 2020. Father Jerry went to him and said, you know, I've been a priest in this city for 50 years, and I think I'm the one to give you a tour. And to its credit, Archbishop agrees to go on this tour. So that's how everything got started.
I wanted to talk to you, Jerry, about your journey. You know, what are some of the places that you show on your tour?
So we show you Fountain Park with a Martin Luther King statue in it, and with lovely trees in the park, and the Centennial Church on the corner still standing there instead of collapsed in. And, you know, and on the good side of things, like, we tell the story of Scott Joplin and the Scott Joplin House, you know, and then we go to confession and we tell that the Catholic Church, archbishops in the Catholic Church who owned enslaved people, the Jesuits who came here to start St. Louis University came here with three enslaved Black couples. So those are some of the things. And the story of Homer Phillips really gets told better by Jobina Foster, who studied at the nursing school there.
We became graduates of Homer G. Phillips School of Nursing, sitting on one side, and these municipal school of nurses sitting on the other side. The white side.
Lynn Jackson, the great-great-granddaughter of Scott, Dred Scott, Dred Scott, and Harriet Scott.
Did they really want to go further? Because if it went to the Supreme Court, it was going to affect everyone. What if they lost? And they did.
I know you were saying that, you know, you were learning some things when you were on tour with Jerry. What are some things that you learned as far as, like, Catholic Black history in St. Louis that maybe a lot of people don't know?
Well, first, right off the bat, the integration of John Hamilton Smith integrating Visitation School in the 40s was something I had never heard of. And that's early in the film. And I just... How has his name not been, like, all over the place? Because that, you know, I knew Brown v. Board. Everybody knows about that.
You talk about Centennial Church, and you talk about how Fountain Park was part of the tour. Those areas have been really, really decimated by the tornado. Talk a little bit about what it means now, I guess, in that front to have this documentary that shows those parts of St. Louis.
Well, for one thing, it's devastating to the people who live there and the loss of life. You know, our hearts go out to them. But one of the things that Father Jerry is doing is he's going through North St. Louis and he's showing people the beauty of the area. People are looking at the news and they're seeing a lot of rubble and stuff like that. They see the aftermath. And they're gonna see how the park and everything, and these churches look before that and be motivated to get involved and help these people and rebuild what they can rebuild.
That was Tony West and Jerry Kleba talking with Chad Davis. You can read more about the film on our website at stlpr.org. Our Jessica Rogan edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Arla Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.